You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Derek G. If you are new to Locked On Thunder and LockedOnThunder.com, I want to welcome you in and say thank you so much for joining me. And let me tell you a little bit about myself. I did radio in Oklahoma City for 4 years. I've been in the broadcast industry now doing sports talk radio for over 20. And all the years are kind of starting to run together. I've covered the Oklahoma City Thunder for 5 seasons, doing a lot of post games, some pre games. I now work for ThunderDigest.com. I host a weekly podcast there called the G League, which centers more around the NBA than necessarily the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thank you so much to Chuck and Brady for letting me be a part of that. And now I'm part of the Locked On Podcast Network and couldn't be more excited, because if you don't know about the Locked On Podcast Network, we are the number one local podcast network. Your team every single day. We've got all the NBA teams covered, and we've got our national podcast, which is called LockedOnNBA.com, which is also a daily podcast, and I'd love for you to check it all out and be a big supporter of this podcasting network. With that, let's get down to what's happening on today's show. One, we'll start off with some quick news and notes about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Terrence Ferguson is out. We don't know how long. He's in concussion protocol. Also, Corey Brewer. How long are we going to see this guy in the starting five? And I'll eat crow, because I thought it would be an act of desperation to put Corey Brewer in the starting five, but apparently turned out to be, well, maybe still an act of desperation, but at least okay for Oklahoma City last night. Corey Brewer played outstanding. It was better than okay. Okay is underselling it. In segment number two, the Thunder are on primetime this Saturday night when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Huge game, because the Thunder and the Spurs, very tight in that logjam for seeding in the Western Conference. The Thunder right now one game back in the loss column, so hopefully Oklahoma City can mirror what they did last night against the Suns when they take on the Spurs. And what I mean by that is play a full 48 minutes. And then finally, in segment number three today, Mr. Thunder, Nick Collison, got an opportunity to play. We will hear from him on his dunk. I think it was like 4 points in 4 minutes. A very efficient Nick Collison last night. And Carmelo Anthony will talk some X's and O's with us. He doesn't consider himself a shooter. He considers himself a scorer. So if you are a scorer, where do you want the basketball? Carmelo Anthony will explain that to us. I do want to say, especially if you are new to the Locked On Thunder podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network, we're a great product, and we want to help you grow your business. If you're a business owner, all you need to do to be a part of this is email David Locke, the voice of the Utah Jazz, at DLocke, that's D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com, especially if you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44. 98% of the people who listen to this podcast happen to be men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. So jump on to the Locked On Network and get with it, because there's a lot of great stuff going on here. This is your team daily, and it's not just about me. It's not just about the Oklahoma City Thunder, but you can get Locked On Pelicans, you can get Locked On Bulls, you can get Locked On Lakers. It's all right here. And of course, LockedOnNBA.com. Segment number one now of Locked On Thunder, since we've had all the pomp and circumstance. Let's get to some quick news and notes. First of all, Terrence Ferguson is in concussion protocol. How long he will be in concussion protocol is a big question mark. Billy Donovan very uncertain of that today. And with concussions, you really can't tell. Honestly, when Ferguson and Steven Adams banged heads last night, Thunder came out very lucky that both of these guys didn't get concussions. What this ultimately means for the Thunder is we should see more of Alex Abrines and Josh Eustace, two guys that Billy Donovan really doesn't trust. For Alex Abrines, he's been yo-yoed in and out of the lineup. Last night, he only played 9 minutes in the win against Phoenix. Josh Eustis played 19 minutes and only scored 3 points in the win against Phoenix. And Eustis got replaced in the starting lineup by Corey Brewer. And we'll delve into that here in just a second. But real quick, both of these guys now have an opportunity to prove to Billy Donovan that they deserve to be trusted. And it's all about being able to play defense, and it's all about being able to score when you're given the ball. And right now, Billy Donovan, zero trust in both those guys. If they go out and they make some hay, you could see them pick up some valuable minutes during the postseason. And certainly, it would benefit the Thunder to have more than just a couple of guys, and that being Jeremy Grant and Raymond Felton, that you could count on coming off this bench. I like the way Patrick Patterson's been playing, but when you go up against possibly Golden State in that first round, you need to have as much depth as possible. So on to Corey Brewer, which I have to eat some crow because I wasn't real crazy about the idea of Corey Brewer starting simply because I didn't want to see the starting lineup mess with. Corey Brewer was showing some efficiency on the offensive end. I wanted to see the Thunder have more offense coming off the bench, but lo and behold, Corey Brewer gets to start last night, has a great performance, and instantly becomes one of the most popular players on the Thunder bench because every time he scored, the Pete crowd absolutely erupted. I mean, it was almost like you introduced McRib again. If McRib went away and you reintroduced it, that's how big of the cheer or how big of a cheer that Corey Brewer was getting every time the ball went in the basket. As far as whether or not he gets to start against San Antonio, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts he does, here's what Billy Donovan had to say about that.
I mean, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't want to jump to any conclusions on that.
Now, his energy is one of the big things guys were bringing up yesterday after the game or last night after the game, and today during shoot around. Here's Carmelo Anthony on why having Corey Brewer out on the court makes the Oklahoma City Thunder a better offensive team.
Well, it keeps the defenses on his toes. I mean, he's a guy that you know you have to pay attention to, backdoor cutting, moving without the ball, constantly moving, you know, around the court. So, you know, defense can't really focus in and lock in exactly on any one of us out there. You have to pay attention to him, which is a big key.
The other thing that was so great about last night's Suns game was the fact that I could get bored and kind of doze off midway through the third quarter because the Thunder had things well in control. San Antonio terrible last night, 34% from the field, 24% from beyond the arc, which would lead you to think that the Thunder defense has been a heck of a lot better or was a heck of a lot better in that game than it had been maybe the last 10 games or so. Billy Donovan says, not so fast.
I mean, the numbers panned out that way, that we played really, really good defense. I thought our defense was better, but, you know, in retrospect, you know, they missed a lot of shots, just being honest. You know, Daniels got off 8 threes in the first half. I don't know how many total threes, you know, 30-plus threes in the game. Some of them were open, some of them were just missed. But I did think that our defense was better. I think our defense gets better when our communication's better, and that's the biggest thing, is continuing to communicate. But we did do a good job in some areas. I just thought that we, you know, were fortunate in certain situations that they had some looks that just didn't go in.
Although Billy Donovan may be a little critical of his defense, the players last night were very excited about the way things went. And one of the guys we always like to go to talk X's and O's with is Nick Collison. Here's what Nick had to say about the Thunder's effort on the defensive end last night.
We just didn't get lost as much. I think, you know, the league is difficult now. You've got a lot of guys the same size. There's a lot of switching and stuff that's going on, and we haven't been consistent with that. And we've had breakdowns. And the nights we struggle, it's usually breakdowns like that. And I think we were much more consistent. We communicated better. And like I said, guys just didn't get loose as much. And when we guard teams, when we're locked in, when we make them play against five guys without mistakes, they have a tough time scoring.
Thunder again getting the win, 115-87. And tomorrow night, the San Antonio Spurs come to town for a primetime game on ABC. Everybody's going to be jacked up for that game. And hopefully, we'll get to see the peak at a fever pitch like it has been certain times this year, but maybe we harken back to the days of old when a big game comes to town, because tomorrow night is definitely the definition of a big game. You're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast. Remember, your number one daily podcasting network is the Locked On Network. If you like what you're hearing here, you can get more at LockedOnThunder.com. Locked On Thunder and the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Coming up next, Billy Donovan breaks down how Oklahoma City gets prepared for playing a very difficult San Antonio Spurs team. If your company is interested between men or interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then become a sponsor of the Locked On Network or the Locked On Thunder podcast. We have 98% of the folks that listen to this broadcast happen to be men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. If you listen to this podcast, you know that I am a big believer in what we do in Locked On Thunder. I'm also a big believer in the Locked On Podcast Network. And if you're new, find out why this works for so many different businesses. All you have to do is email David Locke, that's dlock at dlocke at gmail.com, and find out about our very reasonable rates. That's David Locke, dlocke at gmail.com. It's the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. Saturday night, Spurs and Thunder out at the Peak. I was hoping for a limping San Antonio Spurs team coming into Oklahoma City, and we're getting it. They're 3-7 in their last 10, but LaMarcus Aldridge, who suffered a sprained ankle about a week ago, has been playing and logging a lot of minutes in the Spurs' last two games against the Grizzlies and the Warriors. Aldridge has played 68 minutes, so if that ankle is ailing him, he's not showing any signs of it, at least in the time that he's spending out there on the court. Still no Kawhi Leonard, but the Spurs are so extremely dangerous. If Kawhi Leonard comes back, that's the last thing both Golden State and the Houston Rockets want to see in the playoffs, is a healthy Spurs, a motivated Spurs team, and a Greg Popovich who somehow seems to find a way to get teams into the NBA Finals. All that being said, the Spurs are one of the most disciplined teams in the NBA as far as how they run their offense. So do the Thunder have to be as disciplined? Here's Billy Donovan.
You know, I mean, they're going to go to certain matchups. I mean, they're going to try to get Aldridge in certain situations. They're going to try to get Patty Mills certain screening action. Same thing with Danny Green. You know, they're going to, you know, put Ginobili in a lot of pick and roll. I mean, they have their system, but they're certainly, you know, looking to put guys in positions to do what they do best. But one of the things going to happen is if there is double team, there is help. You know, they're very, very good at moving the ball, and you've got to have the stamina to keep up with that.
Seems like every time the Spurs are in town, you would think that players and coaches might spend a lot more time in the film room, and they probably do. And it's just not something you see every day or night in, night out in the association. Well, you can spend all the time in the film room you want, but it's just a matter of execution and getting it right, so says the Thunder center, Steven Adams.
Obviously, they're a different sort of team than your average scout. Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're a high-caliber team. And it's just their system. Their systems, that's what makes them super deadly. And it's constantly changing. They're doing a few different things than I notice, because I watch everything. I watch all of them, all their stuff. They've been changing. They're kind of evolving their offense, kind of going away from what they've done over the last probably 7 years and start going towards something. I'm not getting new stuff just because. To scout for it, it's just the same. It's the same rules. Like, every team knows it's the same rules with these teams, but they're very difficult to do. And, you know, you just say, oh, you got to take away this and this. But they're very, very difficult to do when you're in that situation. And so that's the hard thing about them. Now, the scout's great, but executing it is the toughest part.
Spurs and Thunder at the Peak. Locked On Thunder will be in the house bringing you pre- and post-game interviews from Billy Donovan, Greg Popovich, and, of course, all the pertinent Thunder players. And we will be tweeting throughout the game, so be sure to follow me at GEE HSO. And if you like what you hear today, then visit the brand new LockedOnThunder.com or the revamped LockedOnThunder.com and check out Corey Brewer's postgame interview from last night. Unfortunately, I can't play it because Russell Westbrook is in the background talking to the Thunder shooting coach, dropping some F-bombs and saying, "Give me my money." I think there's a bet every day on Russ's shot that he makes before he runs off the court. Those guys are having some fun, but does prevent us doing a PG-13 podcast from airing it, but it certainly doesn't prevent you from watching it when you get home tonight because it's NSFW. If I haven't said that already, it definitely is. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Network, your team daily. Coming up in segment number three, we get to hear from Mr. Thunder, Nick Collison, on his monster dunk. Business owners, if you're looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44, then become a sponsor of the Locked On Thunder podcast or a sponsor of one of these any fabulous Locked On podcasts that we have for every single NBA team. We have 98% of our listening audience men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. Find out how reasonable and low our rates are by emailing David Locke. That's DLocke, D-L-O-C-K-E at gmail.com. We're here to help you. It's the Locked On Network, your number one podcast network, your team daily. Segment number three of the Locked On Thunder podcast, and for as popular as Corey Brewer was last night, Nick Collison, even more popular. I'm going to go so far as to say, and I don't think this is the most original thought that I've ever had because I've heard people discuss this, but the first player who's going to have their number retired for the Oklahoma City Thunder is going to be Nick Collison. There is absolutely no way Collison's jersey won't be hanging in the rafters at the Peak. He's too popular. He's been here from the beginning. He stayed. And even though he can't contribute the way that he once did, fans still want to see this guy get in the game. And I think Collison's played a grand total of 6 minutes in the last 10 games. The last time we actually saw him play prior to the Phoenix game was against Golden State. And 4 minutes, 4 points. That's about as efficient as you can get. Nick Collison doing it last night, even getting a monster dunk. Here's what he had to say about his teammates' reaction to his slam.
It's always fun. I saw what the score was, so I started to get ready that I might have a shot. And, I still enjoy playing, and, I'm trying to stay ready and on the practice days and do what I can. And, I'm always going to know how to play. So I think even if I don't, I'm just a little bit stiff or whatever being over there, I still can go out there and not embarrass myself and do some good things.
Did you catch the bench out of the corner of your eye after that dunk?
Yeah, a little bit. And it's fun. I appreciate that. And, Russ was excited. It's still fun to play. The juices still flow a little bit when you get out there. And it was a good four and a half minutes or whatever it was.
Let me see. How would we describe Nick Collison? Glue guy, good locker room guy, coach on the bench. Yeah, all those things go into describing Nick Collison. And one thing that definitely needs to be said about Nick is ambassador. Because when I think of Nick Collison, that is the first word that comes to mind. He's not only a great ambassador for the Oklahoma City Thunder, but he's a great ambassador for Oklahoma City as well. Carmelo Anthony talked today after shoot around and gave us some insight on what it's like to be a scorer in the NBA. And if you're a hardcore X's and O's fan and you're wondering how Carmelo Anthony likes to get the ball when he's passed and what sits him best up for his shot, here's what he said today after shoot around.
I don't consider myself a shooter. Klay Thompson is a shooter. Steph is a shooter. Those guys are shooters. I consider myself a scorer. And as scorers, you want the ball, in rhythm, where you can catch it and go right up. You don't want to have to kind of alter, your stance or your shot or your rhythm, because any small thing, the pass can be off a little bit, it's a big difference between making a shot, missing a shot, or just a shot going in or not. It's a major difference.
Hopefully Carmelo Anthony has a big game against the San Antonio Spurs, and we're talking about a Thunder win coming up this Monday on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Speaking of Monday's show, we will obviously review Saturday's game with the San Antonio Spurs and take a look ahead to Monday's game against the Sacramento Kings, which will be the last of a four-game homestand for Oklahoma City. And before I go today, I want to correct some errors that I made this week, sort of in the vein of PTI, some things that I had written down. First and foremost, I think I said that Becky Hammon, who is a coach for the San Antonio Spurs, by the way, as we've said, the Spurs are in town, she is the one of the leading candidates, or thought to be a candidate, for the Colorado State job. I think she'll do a great job, but I think I said she won the G League championship. What I meant to say, she won the Summer League championship. I also said that Andre Roberson got hurt in the Thunder loss to Detroit. Yeah, maybe just felt like a loss because Andre Roberson was hurt, but the Thunder actually won that game, so I want to correct that from this past week. And any other errors that I happen to get wrong, email me, or actually hit me up on Twitter, at GEEHSO, and I'll correct those. So there you go, in the vein of PTI. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. And remember, business owners who happen to be targeting men between the ages of 18 and 44, this is a great product for you to advertise with, so become a sponsor of the Locked On Thunder podcast and the Locked On Network. Just email David Locke at DLOCKE@gmail.com. Thanks once again for joining me on the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. Until we meet again on Monday, get out there and rock and roll the bones.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.